This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up. And we bring you these studies on demon possession. And we're looking at the old Satan, the old trickster. Did you know he's a wily old devil? Oh, my friend, he has a snare for every one of us. He knows exactly what our besetting sin is. Do you have a besetting sin, my friend? Do you? You do, whether you know it or not. But we're looking at that in our last study. We're going to get back to it. One of the things we said was, no man likes to have his heart exposed. But that's what the Holy Spirit does when he begins to deal with your heart. He exposes your heart. But we promise he's going to bring you this song, one of our radio choir songs. I hope you'll listen. Just listen just for a moment. Will you do that? Amen. I praise the Lord for these gracious old songs. We're going to play you another one. Maybe in our next broadcast, we have a listing of songs. I'll read you just two or three of them. My sins are gone. We're going to try to play that next time. He died for me. Such love. No one ever cared like Jesus. The Shepherd of Love. Blessed Redeemer. Honey in the Rock. Pray on. Only a sinner saved by grace. Those are gracious songs, my friend. We have nine of those CDs, and they're full length, and they're $5 a piece. And I made you this offer. If you have one on a sick bed, going to be there a long time, write me and give me their address, and I'll send them one of these free and postpaid for their enjoyment, for their blessing. So we're happy to be back with you at this time. We're looking at Satan, the old trickster, and we were looking at that. Why is the cross offensive to the world? Why is the preaching of the cross to them that perish foolishness? Why is Christ crucified a stumbling block? Why is it foolishness to the intellectuals or the learned? First, Christ on the cross reveals a natural man in his true light. Christ, the perfect one, was filled with a perfect love for all mankind, yet he was nailed to the cross with the same humanity for which he died. He's the sinner's redeemer to save the sinner from perishing. No matter how educated, how refined, darkness hates the light, and the Lord Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and risen is that light which reveals man's wicked heart, his deeds of his sin, his lustful nature, his old proud heart. Oh, my friend, man doesn't like it. No man likes to have his heart exposed. My friend, you don't like to be exposed. You ever been in a bedroom dressing and someone opened the door inadvertently and you grabbed for a cover and, I'm in here. You don't want to be exposed. Neither does a natural heart want to be exposed. Listen, before you ever get saved, the gospel is going to lay bare your heart and let you see yourself as you are. One of the things that's so blessed, the Lord never exposes you nor me to anyone else except ourselves. The world doesn't see our sins. The world doesn't see my heart. Oh, if we saw the wickedness of the natural heart, we wouldn't have anything to do with each other, would we? No, but the Lord is so gracious, he lets us see. I often say he pulls back the skylight of your heart. He pulls back the scales from your eyes. But listen. But before you get saved, he'll let you see your true nature. If he never does, you'll never get saved. And before you get saved, you will come to love the fact that the Lord has opened your heart. The cross is a symbol of death. And when you take the offense of the cross out of the gospel, it has no power. Now listen. The old trailblazer used to say, hold your seat, we might jump a creek. Holy Spirit conviction, which is an ancient mystery to the average church, the average ministry, reveals to the sinner his state of corruption, his total depravity, his sentence of death, and the cross stands for the abrupt end of the human being. I have folks write me, call me, email me. Pastor, what in the world do you mean by the total depravity of the average heart? Did you know years and years ago when I was first awakened, I didn't know what that meant. I didn't, because I was not a religious person. Maybe they taught it in the Sunday school. I never went to Sunday school. I've told you many, many times. I never went to Sunday school a day in my life. No. After I came out of the service, about 21, 22 years old, I met my wife and we were married, and she was a religious girl. She went to church. She had to go to church on Sunday. And so she wanted me to go with her. I didn't much care about going, but I went to please her. And the church where we went, little church, they were having a revival meeting there shortly. And they, you know how they do. If you have any knowing nothing about the Protestant churches, they give an invitation for you to come join the church. They never mention blood redemption. They never mention total depravity. They never mention any of those things. But my wife wanted me to, she thought she was saved. She wanted me to be saved too. So I went down and shook the preacher's hand. And he told me I was saved, him and me and another young fellow. And they had the water warm back there in the baptistry, and they baptized us that night. And so I was saved. Saved, I thought. He told me I was. Pastor taught me, preacher, don't ever tell somebody they're saved, because you may be wrong. Oh, no, leave that up to the Lord. But anyhow, the next Sunday, I went to Sunday school. Never had been to Sunday school in my life. Never. And I didn't know what they did. Oh, I was fearful. But they had a nice young man, taught the Sunday school, taught some thing I never had heard before. And I didn't know where difference in Genesis and Revelation. But anyhow, after we was in there, they talked about the weather a little while, and they talked about the crops, and they talked about how corrupt the politicians were. And they had a Bible study. And when we came out about 10:45, most every one of them went for their cigarettes, lit up a cigarette or a pipe or a cigar, stood out there under the porch smoking until the bell rang for the 11 o'clock service. I didn't know. I didn't have any idea. I guess I thought that was right. But no, my friend, I was deceived. I was deceived. And I'll get back to that later on, tell you what the Lord did in my heart and life. But listen, Holy Spirit conviction, which is what took place in my life not long after that. Lord didn't leave me there long. It's an ancient mystery to the average church member. It is, and to the average pastor. Now, before any sinner ever gets saved, He dies. John 12:23. Go there and read it. When the Holy Spirit brings you to the place of death, you'll say goodbye to the world. You'll say goodbye to your friend. You'll say goodbye to the swimming hole. You'll say goodbye to the barroom. You'll say goodbye to the world. And listen, because you're not coming back. You're going to come to the end of all flesh. Over and over again, Christ said, take up the cross and follow me. The cross is an instrument of death. That's the offense of the gospel. The gospel kills and makes alive. Brother, in salvation, you're not going out to have your life rededicated. You're going to the place of death. You're coming down the road, my friend, where the flesh has to die. And I praise the Lord that He does that. My heart goes out to the religious world today. I know many, many, many of my friends, folks that I've met over the years, business people, professional men and women. They know nothing about the convicting work of the Holy Spirit. They know nothing about the total depravity of their own heart. The only time they think a person is cruel and all is if they murdered somebody or raped somebody or all of that's what they equate with a hard heart. No, we'll go astray as soon as we be born speaking lies, my friend. That's the natural heart. And I know that the old trailblazers don't make a dent in what's going on out there. But my friend, if one soul gets saved because of the old trailblazer broadcast, because of me being true to your soul, if it's one soul gets saved and that soul is yours, it'll be worth it all. And if one soul was mine one day, oh, my friend, the pastor under whom the Lord opened my heart, I praise the Lord for him. He's dead, gone on to be with the Lord, rejoicing in the Lord. But I've heard him make that statement. If just one soul gets saved, it'd be worth it all. It's grace to know the Lord. It's grace to found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The Bible says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know, Noah was a wicked old cuss. He was. He was. But the Lord didn't come to pick out the good ones and the pretty ones and save them and leave the ugly ones go. No, if he had, he'd have never stopped by my heart door. But my friends, God is sovereign. He chooses whom he will and saves whom he will. And I know folks will chomp at their bit and tell me, well, God so loved the world that he gave his son that whosoever. Yes, I know all of that, my friend. I know all of that. But I know one thing. No man can come to Christ except the Father draw him. And it's by the work of the Holy Spirit that men are drawn. My friend, don't get tangled up in all of those things. Just look to the Lord. You know what you can pray? Lord, open my heart. Lord, open my heart. Morning, noon, and night. Open my heart, Lord. Lord, open my heart. Or you can pray for your family. Lord, open my children's heart. Open my granddaughter's heart. Open them. But listen, the old trailblazer time running out. And let me just mention quickly, I just happened to think about it. We have a website, radiomission.org. And you can go there, and on Sunday and Wednesday night, Sunday night at 6:30, Wednesday night at 7, our services are over the internet, live streaming, live, just as live as we can get, giving out the gospel. Would you write me, let me know if you're listening? My mailing address, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.